There is an apostolic blueprint for our representation. You must understand that we have a manual that regulates us. The Lord God will not send you without a well-defined manual of operation. Everybody may have a doctrine according to his revelation and encounter. But mind you, there is a confinement to your speakings and to your equipping of men. The lifestyle of every believer is a reflection of the degree of his transformation and conformation. According to God's standard, the standard of God can never be compromised. The standard of God are high. Men must be helped to meet up to the standard of God. The transformation and the conformation is how much more men's soul is illuminated, how much more the light of the revelation of the word of the Lord is deposited upon the souls and the spirit of men. If the Lord God did not illuminate the souls of men, men become agency and partakers of the kingdom of darkness. Whether you like it or not, the life upon which you are living today can actually mirror darkness if you are not well established in light. The strong God of darkness is seeking to find expression in the life of every believer today. That is why the Lord must raise genuine apostolic voices, granting them a blueprint for them to equip the believers. You must understand that beyond the realms of power and the anointing of God at work in your life, you must strive to be consistent with God at all costs. It will amaze you to know how many people have begun in God and have stopped. The simple reason is simply because they were just excited. They never met genuine apostolic and prophetic voice. The blueprint of the apostolic and the prophetic is to keep a believer seeking the Lord till the end of time. The blueprint of the apostolic and the prophetic is to ensure that believers are pointed to Christ at all times. Many ministers today don't point people to Christ. They point people to themselves, or they point people to their church. Good as that may be, if your church cannot point people to Christ, it's a challenge. Because in the days when your church fail you, men will backslide. In the days when your pastor fail you, men will backslide. Ministers today are still human beings. You must understand that as anointed as a man is a human being. Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. How will you know if I have backslidden? If you are following Jesus Christ, you will know. If you are following me, you will never know. You must understand that your alignment first is to God. Your priority is to God, not to a man. As a result of that, you must ensure that at all costs, as you follow men, you should be careful to follow God, because you are going to be challenged. The Bible said, I, Paul, lay the foundation as an apostolic builder. Apollos water. It is God that gives the increase. You must understand that in your journey in the Christian door, how much more you finish matters. You can begin very well and not finish very well. And the reason why many people don't finish well is because they don't subscribe to the apostolic doctrine, the blueprint of the apostolic. They continue steadfast in the ministry of the word, in fellowshipping, and also in the ministry of prayer. As they break bread, as they fellowshipping in the spirit, as they dwell in the upper room, as they continue to interface with divine realities, as they continue to actually have fellowshipping with the Lord, they continue in breaking bread, they continue in understanding of scriptures, they continually study the scripture, and they continually praying. An average believer today is not taught to pray. An average believer today is not taught fellowship with the Spirit of God. An average believer today is not taught the necessity for him to embrace the Word of God. An average believer today is taught business, is taught leadership, is taught all kinds of things, but except the thing that will require the help of the Spirit of the Lord. And in the days when his business crash, he cannot find God, he become an atheist. In the day when his relationship crash, he now become an atheist. In the day when everything about him crash, he become an atheist, because he cannot grow in God. An average believer today is pointed to men, he's not pointed to God. They tell him about church and how he can grow the church, and yet they don't tell him how he can grow himself in God. You must understand that your number one priority is to grow spiritually in God. You must checkmate yourself to see, are you aligning to the parameters of spiritual growth? Is your life advancing? You have been in church for the past five years. What is the new development in your life? Can you perceive God the more? Is obedience to God a challenge? Is your love for people a challenge? You must understand that as you begin to advance in God, one of your greatest goals is to align to God at all times. As such, an average believer must continue to thrive, But the only way you can thrive is when you subscribe to the blueprint of the apostolic. You continue in the ministry of prayer. You continue in the ministry of fellowshipping. You must fellowship. If you read the book of 1 John 1, John began to speak about how their fellowshipping is with the Lord and God the Father. How that is the thing they heard, the thing they see, that they are communicating, and this thing they have handled it. You must understand that your strength as a believer is how much more you fellowship with the Lord. I told you that God's standards are high. It will only require broken and obedient men to keep up to the standard of the Lord. Why? Because only those kind of people will understand the pathways of God and walk therein. When a man begins to intercede for his territory, the scrolls of that territory is commissioned unto him. A spiritual man will always require sufficient prayer for him to thrive. That is why you must embrace the upper room experience. The upper room experience is characterized with alignment to God and sufficiency of prayer. That they tarried in fellowship in praying unto the Lord, and the Lord God came to help them to pray again. While they gathered in the upper room, what they wanted to do was to interface with the realm of the Spirit, so that supply can be granted unto them, so that power and the Holy Ghost can come. And while they did that, we saw notable proven result, notable signs and wonders. The book of the Acts of the Apostles will never have come to reality if the upper room experience was not in view. So before you desire the act of the apostles, you must actually return back to the upper room. You must go backward and be punctual in the upper room. Anyone that was not present in the upper room was not featured in the act of the apostle. There are men and women today that want to be featured in the things of God, and they were not present in the upper room. You must understand that before you act the workings of God, you must actually be with the Lord. You must actually be present in the upper room to be part of the act of the apostles. You must understand that the upper room experience is an intercourse with the Holy Spirit. The upper room experience is an encounter with the Spirit of the Lord. It's an intercourse. It's partnership. It's a sharing together. It's a Pentecostal experience. It's a Passover experience, where your old life is taken away and a new life is given unto you. You must understand that in that day, many people were in the under room, but the Holy Ghost came in the upper room. The Holy Ghost did not encounter them that were in the under room. It encountered only men that were in the upper room. Why? Because they subscribed to an apostolic blueprint. You must understand that in that day, many people were never aligned to God in that day. Alignment was what granted them the ability to bring the Holy Ghost down that day. As they were praying as a sacrifice, they were aligned. And the way they aligned was to ensure that their quorum in numbering is complete. And immediately that was done, the Bible said they were one in heart. That oneness of the Spirit is an alignment in heart. You must understand that for you to be able to thrive as an apostolic and a prophetic individual, you must align to the tribe. There is an apostolic and a prophetic tribe. There are many men that have belonged to this tribe. You don't want to know how many voices the Lord has raised. They may differ in strength. Stars differs in how much more they shine. But all of them are stars. You must understand that not all the apostles did alike. All of them were diverse. Peter is different from Paul. Paul is different from Peter. Peter is different from Thomas. Thomas is different from Bartholomew. All of them were different. The strength of the Lord upon them was diverse, although all of them were apostles. So you must understand that you must align yourself to the tribe. You must align yourself to the family. If you cannot align in the flesh, align in the spirit. You will have the same result. Okay? Are you having encounters? No wonder seeing apostolic and prophetic individuals in your dream is because you belong to the tribe. And now, since you belong to the tribe, the same kind of encounters, the same kind of privilege will begin to be functioning in your life. You find yourself returning to the secret place, because the upper room experience is an experience of the secret place. And this experience has never ended. We are supposed to always return to the upper room. When you look at yourself inside, when you lock yourself inside, what happens is that you are visited by the Lord. Many men have left the upper room. That is why they lack strength and power in God. Your authorization as a witness is actually done in the upper room. And until you continue to return to the upper room, you will not know whether the Lord has unauthorized you. Because God can decide to withdraw His Spirit from you. God can decide to take away His Spirit from you. Because you will not know when you begin to align to a pattern that is not divine. You must understand that your consistency in God is functioned by your alignment in God. And that is why every genuine apostolic believer must subscribe to the blueprint of the apostolic. How? Returning back to the secret place. Aligning yourself all the time to God in the upper room. The upper room experience is still going on in your heart, waiting and tarrying with the Lord. How often do you tarry with the Lord? I know you are very busy. Well, that is why you have not answered the call of God upon your life. That is why you have not functioned the full ordination of your life. Yes, you are an apostle. The Lord appeared to you and told you. Yet you are a prophet. Yet the Lord tells you he will send you. But you are not well equipped. You are not well built. Because until the Lord builds you, he cannot send you. No matter how desperate God is, he can never use a wrong man. No matter how desperate God is, he can never use a man that is not prepared. The strength of how much more you represent God and function in God is how prepared you are. If not, you will go to that territory. The darkness there will swallow you. The warfare in Christianity will swallow you. You will even run away. You will not even know why you backslide. Why? Because the strength of the Lord is not there. And the simple reason why that strength is not there is because you did not remain in the upper room. It's not just an experience to receive the Holy Ghost and run away. No, you continue to return back. Like Acts chapter 4. After Act 1, Act 2, Act 4, they return back again. And they continue to return back. Do you know that your strength lies in the upper room? Part of the genuine blueprint of the apostolic is their consistency returning back to the upper room. That was where is the engine room. That is where it all began. That is where they received the dunamis. That is where they continue to take advantage of the Lord. Do you know that you will fail God if God does not help you? Do you know that you will deny God if God does not help you? A man God help, it will always be better than a man that help himself. How will God help you return back to the upper room? Many of you have become too busy. You have neglected the upper room. Let me tell you, you can be traveling, you will still be having an upper room experience. Because the upper room experience is going on inside of your spirit right now. Many of you just got filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray for 6 hours. After that, you never prayed again. Many of you used to be on fire for God. Now you are not. Return back to your first love. You must understand that the reason why you are not strengthening God is because you have neglected your first love. You must understand that what we grant you strength in God is how much more you return back to the Lord. Return back from where you are falling. It does not matter how much the devil has hit you and you are falling down. The Bible said the righteous will rise again. You must be able to rise again. God has not taken everything from you. Even if he has, he's the El Shaddai. He is the Ebenezer. He can help you. He can supply strength upon you again. You must understand that you have to be able to return back. Many of you used to pray 5 hours, 6 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours before. Now, 1 hour is a challenge. Return back. Something has happened to your passion. Something has happened to your pursuit for God. It is my desire that God subscribe men to the apostolic blueprint of the secret place. How that one of their true genuineness is that their utterances draw men to the secret place. As an apostolic individual, you must understand that one of the things you must do is to bring men to the secret place. Usher men into an experience in the secret place. You are not the emphasis. The church is not the emphasis. The Lord God is the emphasis. And the only way the Lord God can encounter them is when they come to the secret place. The Bible says, "Is they that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High that shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Do you dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Do you dwell? If you are not dwelling, you can never be able to abide. Part of the genuine blueprint of the apostolic is how much men they dwell. They bring men to an experience of dwelling. What we do is that via our utterances, men can begin to have an encounter. Men can begin to be invited. Many can begin to be summoned. And that's why when you listen to us, you will be summoned in the spirit. You will find yourself in the spirit doing wondrous things. You now discover that everything you think you know about yourself was a lie. Everything your father, your mother told you about you was a lie. That you are not just a chemist. You are not just a biologist. You are not just a pharmacist. There are some certain things about your life that you have no understanding about. Why? Because now you have been summoned. And now you now know that there is a constituency apportioned unto you as a living witness to represent the Lord. It is from the secret place that you will know the definition of your assignment and your calling in God. You cannot find it in the book. A book will guide you. No matter, I can tell you your calling in God. Return back to the secret place. It's your encounters that define your calling in God. Nobody may understand. But when you believe them sufficiently well and walk with the Lord, they will begin to find expression, because these things are organic and they grow daily. Among the blueprint of the apostolic is the ability of these people to actually grant unto men a required kind of wisdom. Educate men in keeping to wisdom, in keeping to principles, in keeping to laws, in keeping to instructions. An apostolic voice must be able to educate men in keeping to wisdom. Bring men to a level of wisdom that after they have been under you for quite a while, now they can become wise master builder like you. Now they can become wise in themselves. They can understand the principle of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, and they can also be able to align to instructions. Many people say principles are not important. They are important. Instructions are important. Laws are important. The laws of God are actually the legal tender. They are actually the constitutions of the kingdom that guarantee that everyone is weighed and measured. And everyone that abides to these laws is aligned to God. That is why the law is a schoolmaster. Whether you like it or not, God works according to laws. He has set a lot of laws in place. If you break these laws, you have a challenge, whether spiritual laws or physical laws. Whether you like it or not, the laws that you saw that are like commandments in scripture, they are very important. Many of you, when you take the Ten Commandments as laws, you have broken many of them. And that's why your life is the way it is. When was the last time you broke the law of God? There are many other laws. There are new covenant laws. The laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. These things, you must subscribe to them. The strength of the blueprint of an apostle is to bring you to an understanding of these laws and help you align to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Also, is to also educate in keeping to the principle of the kingdom. There are many principles in this kingdom that when you apply them, your life will continue to thrive. Many people think that every minister is a minister. No, there is an understanding of principle, laws, and instructions. And how much more you align to this principle matters. Principle is the application of these laws. When these laws are known, you apply them. As you apply them, a wisdom is defined in keeping to a principle. It becomes a module, a pathway where others can still follow and still do the same thing. Principle will ensure that you can repeat a result again and again because you have an understanding. You will have to understand with me that the strength of an apostle in his keeping to his blueprint definition is to bring men into an understanding of laws and principle. Then bring them to a point where their spirit can be exercised, that they can be able to receive instruction from God. Instruction are the now spoken reality of God. When God gives you an instruction, that instruction can become a law. That instruction can become a principle. God gave instruction to Moses. Instruction became laws written upon the tablet. And men were supposed to journey from that law into a principle, then into an instruction. When a man preaches to you, what he does is to bring you to a point where you assess instruction. Because preaching exercises you. Preaching stir up your spirit. But when a man begins to teach you, he teaches tentatively so that you can have an understanding of laws and principles. Both of these things, you need them. Because you need both laws, principles, and instruction at every time. So the blueprint of the apostle is to educate men, bring them to a point where they have an understanding of this. Then, with that understanding, they can now be made access to gates in the spirit. With that understanding, they can access every gate in the spirit, and the gates can open. And I told you, gates, portals, and doors contain what? Inheritance and heritages. These inheritance and heritages are what the Lord want a believer to express upon the face of the earth as a spiritual realities. Whether the realms of prophecy, dreams, gifts of the spirit, anything, they are hidden in those operations, in those placements. And when you have this understanding, you can join into them. Then, afterward, you now yourself, you cannot be able to serve others the same. Because after you have accessed this gate and you have become the gate, you now become a living witness. As a living witness, you become like an ecclesia. You become like a called out, separated, sent out ones. And now you can go as a united body to also advance the kingdom of God. Also, you must also be able to understand that afterward, it is one of the responsibility of an apostolic individual in his blueprint to bring you to a point where you become like a martyr. That if the Lord say go to Borno, you will go to Borno. The Lord say go to Sokoto, you will go to Sokoto. There is no any place that is disadvantaged. You are not afraid of any region because now you are willing to die. You see, we are not called to die for Jesus. We are called to live for him. But let me tell you, if our living is threatened by our death, then we should be willing to die. You must understand that genuine apostolic and prophetic voices are men that are willing to die. In fact, the true definition of apostolic individual is how much their life is dead. How much they don't even have a life. They die every day. You must be willing to die because God will send you to places where to look as though you are about to die. One of the greatest blueprints of the apostolic is to bring men to a place of death. How they are willing to die for the sake of the gospel. How they are willing to lay down their life. You must also be able to understand that it is the responsibility of the apostolic in its blueprint to build a believer, to equip him. granting unto him the ability to understand God and to know the ways of God. It is also the responsibility of an apostolic individual in Blueprint to bring men to access gate. Bring men into oneness with the Spirit of the Lord. Bring men into an experience to know the Holy Spirit and how to align with him. It is also the responsibility of the apostolic individual in part of his blueprint to ensure that when men remain under you for 5 years, 6 years, they can become living witness. They can also become Christ, the anointed one in every region. It is also your responsibility to bring men into a point where they can totally lay down their life for the sake of the gospel. You must understand that as spiritual men, we may not always be subjected to the laws of the land. We can live above it. If this kind of people live in a region, you will be sure that God will never be restrained in a region. As such, God is raising this kind of men and women that in themselves can sustain this burden and represent him effectively well. But this blueprint of the apostolic can be at working in their life. How their life can have to be sold out. God will deal with them. God will kill them. But God will give them a life that can never die. As such, God will now begin to reveal unto them his wisdom, his mysteries, his encounters in the spirit, bring them to oneness with spirit. They make them to begin to have access to spiritual entity, because spirit sustains realms in the spirit. When you encounter them, they become your slave in keeping to that realm of operation. Then they stand together with you and they ensure that whatsoever you say, they do. The reason why they would do it is because now you have become one with them in the spirit. And that's why many of you are influenced by the Spirit of the Lord. Have you seen a man that is drunk before? You will know, because drunkenness is revealed. How comes you are drunk with the Spirit of the Lord and yet you are not being noticed? You cannot know God and hide him. It's a lie. If you are truly full of the Spirit of God, if you are truly drunken of God, your society will know. The Bible says, do not be drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit of God, so that men can know. When the Holy Ghost came upon men, they knew. Why? Because they said, these guys are behaving like drunken men. There is a characteristic that defines a generation that is apostolic and prophetic. Their hunger, their passion, their seeking for God does not have an end. They can never be satisfied. Their cry is more, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord. Why? Because the more they want of God, the more God do for them. The more of God they know is an advantage. The more of God they contain is an advantage. So God is calling men and women again that we actually become zero of themselves and all of God. Are you willing to die? Are you willing to give up everything? Everything you desire, God will give to you. But you must understand that God must actually truly take everything that looks like you. A wise man told us many years ago, he said, the price for all of God is all of you. That if you truly want to see the all of God in your life, you must give up all of yourself. Many of you have an ambition, you have your own plan. Why do you know that your plan will work? Your plans may never work, because God's plan in your life will always be the one that will superimpose. The will of God upon the life of a man that is called is what we find expression, not your will. Your will be destroyed. Your will be taken away, because your will is not good enough. God will ensure that only him is revealed through your life. So anytime your will, anytime your plans are not edited by God, is because you didn't submit him to him. When you submit your plans to God, he will edit it. Take your life again as an apostolic and a prophetic individual. The blueprint of the apostolic, is it at work in your life? Or is it your ambition you are running? You are running your ambition in the title of a messenger. No, you are a liar. God will never back up what is your ambition. He will back up that which is his body, that which is his intention. Ask the Lord, Father, what do you want? It's a very good prayer point to pray. Not what you want and you want to enforce the Lord to do it. Many of you do not understand that the reason why your life is the way it is because every day you are praying what you want God to do. Can you stop praying what you want God to do and ask the Lord, Father, let your will be done in my life. What do you want me to do? And if God say, leave and go to Maiduguri, go. If the Lord say, leave and go to Sokoto, go. If the Lord say, leave and come to the north, come. A woman coming from the US and say, how do we survive in the north? That she cannot imagine we in the north surviving. That she learned that people are dying every day. I say, no, mommy, don't worry. Some of us have enough power. In fact, we are looking for where to exercise our power. So we are waiting for the day armed robbers will stop us on the road. We are waiting for the day Boko Haram will come to kill us. We are waiting for the day that something will come to challenge us. Without power, you cannot survive. Without a genuine understanding of the strength of God in your life, you cannot survive. Many people are running church as usual. That's why they're looking for a comfortable place to stay. If you are truly aligned to the apostolic blueprint of God, you go wherever God sends you. You don't know why your ministry is even frustrated where it is. It's because God wanted you to be in the village. You want to be in the city by force. And that is why you are the way you are. If you go to the village, God will make that village a city. Why? Because you are there. Because the resources of God will traffic to the direction of where He has placed you. Your placement matters in God. So you must be able to discover your apostolic, your prophetic placement in God so that you can prepare yourself for apostolic invasion. We are called as a prophetic people to be apostolic in function. But we must discover our prophetic placement in God so that we can be apostolic in function. And I've always said, it is impossible for you to effectively work with God if you are not anointed by the Spirit of the Lord. And it's impossible for you to represent and journey in God further if God did not help you. Can you forget about yourself? Come to the end of yourself and allow God to help you. In the name of Jesus, we agree together. Whether you want to or you don't want to, as long as you are under the sound of my voice, may everything in your life fail and let the will of the Lord be revealed. I assure you, this may not be a good prayer for you, but I assure you the truth. You will discover that you will find expression upon the face of the earth representing Jesus, fulfilling the purpose and the destiny and the call of God upon your life. It doesn't stop you from being a businessman. It doesn't stop you from being a politician. It doesn't stop you from being an academia. But you must be faithful with God as you are faithful with your business. You must be faithful with God as you are faithful with your career. You must be faithful with God as you are faithful with anything you are doing. You may be born of men, but you are born of God. It is the strength of God that is in your life. You must understand that before you are the son and the daughter of your father and your mother, you are actually the son of God. If God did not appoint to send you upon the face of the earth, your parents may never get you. You are not born because your dad and your mom had sex. No, there are people that are having sex every day and they cannot give birth to a child. You must understand that you are strategically placed in where you are for a reason. You didn't choose your family. God put you there. You didn't choose the country you are now. God put you there. And you must understand that there is a reason why God put you there. And that reason is apostolically. Your birth in that place is prophetic. God placed you there prophetically so that you can be apostolic in function. But can you align to God? All through your life you have lived for yourself. Ask the Lord, why did you send me in this region? You will now discover that your problem that you find yourself was actually, you are actually the solution to that problem. And that problem will always remain until you rise. You are the sons of God. Nobody can resist you. You are part of the Benai Elohim. You can never be dejected. You must understand. You must understand that. But as you advance, you must be careful. Not everybody will like you. It's not a problem. As long as the Lord likes you, no problem. Not everybody will love you. That's not a problem. As long as the Lord loves you, it's enough. Do you know how many people have been loved by people and yet they have been clapped to hell? Do you know how many celebrities have millions of followers and yet people are clapping them to hell? People are celebrating them to hell. Do you know how many celebrities every day live with a vacuum in their heart? They finish the ragmatizer, they finish the party, they finish the show, and they return back and they are crying because there is not a sense of fulfillment, because the calling of God upon their life is still deprived of life. They dance, they speak vulgar words, they do all kinds of rubbish living, and yet they are having dreams and visions of them preaching the gospel. They are having dreams and visions of them ministering in churches, and yet they are secular artists. And that is why anytime they return back home, although they were in a show where millions of people gather, they return back home and they are crying. The reason why they are crying is because the Lord may want them to witness to one person. You must understand that no matter how you do, if you don't find God, the vacuum in your heart will continue to increase. And God has put a vacuum in each and every creation. That vacuum can only be occupied by His own love. And any man that has not found the love of God is a man without a life. And any man that has not found the love of God is a man without a purpose. Any man that has not found the love of God is a man that has no destiny. Without life, without destiny, you are doomed to crash. You will suffer here because you are depriving yourself of fulfillment, and you will suffer in heaven. So you must understand that your goal is not to be liked. No, your goal is to reach out to a generation. As a result of that, focus on people that believe in you. Focus on people that actually believe in the call of God upon your life. Do not listen to people that speak against you. Do not listen to critics. Do not listen to people that tell you you cannot do it. Do not listen to people that tell you that it's hard. Do not listen to people that try to take you out of God. Many of you love God, but all your friends are prostitutes. Many of you love God, but all your friends are smokers. Many of you love God, but all your friends go to party. Many of you love God, but all your friends don't listen to message. They listen to the band. They listen to whiskey. All your friends watch secular things, and you love God. Why can't you change those friends? Why can't you let them go? Your friends are influencing you wrongly. Now it's time for either for you to influence them or for you to leave them. Many of you love God, but you don't know why your friends, all of them are drunkards. If you don't leave them, you are a potential drunkard, because very soon you become a drunkard. All your friends tell you how many guys they sleep with in a day. They do competition, and you love God. If you don't leave them, the challenge is this. One day you align to them, and the calling of God upon your life will be gone. Many of us complain that Adam and Eve have put us in this situation, but do you know you are still putting many generations in this situation? There is the calling of God upon your life onto a generation, and right now, your inability to respond to it is putting a generation in jeopardy. Imagine if all of the ministers do not answer the call of God upon their life. Imagine if I myself, I did not answer the call of God upon my life. Will I be educating you right now? You must understand that a generation is waiting for you to rise. The Bible says the entire creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's not one man, it's the sons of God. We are too many. We need too many more. Why? Because it's the sons of God. You must understand that we are limited a few. It's an advantage if you are many. So you must understand that we need you to rise. If not, there will be a challenge. So you have to do your best to ensure that you join into the pool. Forsake everything that you have in the flesh and join into this pathway. Every of your friends, let them go. If they don't want to journey with you in God, they will journey with you in the devil. Many of you have been ashamed to tell your friends to know the Lord. That is why you are still selling your birthright today. You said that the birthright of old, Esau sold his birthright, but mind you, you are also selling your own, because right now you are selling your ordination. You say Adam and Eve, you are bad. You too, you are bad, because that is wickedness, because your destiny is being jeopardized. You must be consistent enough to fight to align to the ordination and the calling of God upon your life. If not, God will continue to haunt you. You will be unfulfilled here, and later on, you may be punished for your irresponsibility. May the Lord God help us all.